Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off and running, hour two here of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. We're 3 days in, looking into four for Saints camp. The LSU Tigers, under Brian Kelly, get underway next week. Jordy Collada joining us now, host of the Jordy Collada Show. Jordy, how are you, man?
Christian, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. So, Jordy, next week, LSU opens camp. What are the headlines headed in to camp for Brian Kelly and the Tigers?
Well, I would say that the overriding story would obviously be the quarterback position. I think, you know, you've heard a lot of these guys talk about the spot in the offseason, and Mike Denbrock and Brian Kelly and everybody on the squad feels like that quarterback competition is probably as good as you'll find in the country. You've got, you know, four qualified guys, even the freshman Walker Howard. Obviously, you don't want to play him, but he comes in as a five-star recruit and, you know, a headline guy. But obviously, Miles Brennan and Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier will be in a three-man competition at the start of camp, and I think that's the one that everybody will be paying attention to once camp starts and gets up and moving next Thursday.
Now, Jordy, how much patience do you think the Tiger fan base will have with Coach Kelly? The reason why I bring that up because, you know, whenever you win championships and look at LSU in the 21st century, you know, compared to, you know, Billy Cannon days way back. But looking at Coach Kelly at Notre Dame, his first year, and I don't think LSU could accept this, with the Fighting Irish, he went 4-8 in 2016. Then he completed five straight 10-win seasons, and then we all know he reached the college football playoff twice. I mean, they have to be patient, don't you think? And how do you think they're going to react to this season if it's not maybe like they would like? And what are your expectations for the season?
Well, Bobby, I think patient standpoint, LSU really understands the roster management that Brian Kelly and his staff had to take on when they were announced in December. I mean, if you watched that game against Kansas State in the Houston Bowl, I mean, you had to be concerned on how they were going to field an offensive line, a defensive backfield. I mean, position groups you were worried about at an SEC school. And, you know, Kelly, Frank Wilson, and his staff did an incredible job of bringing in some talent. I think, you know, the further the offseason moved along, they got a good look in spring. I think that they have a real competitive group. Their defensive line's as qualified and as deep as anywhere in the country. Their wide receivers have playmakers. John Emery's expected to have a pretty good season. So, you know, I mean, I think if they can get past some question marks, some competition on the interior of the offensive line, obviously the quarterback. And I think, you know, the defensive backfield is what you look at and you just say, look, there's some question marks. They're probably going to play four transfer guys, Seven Banks from Ohio right. State, Mekhi Gardner from Lafayette, Greg Brooks and Joe Fusha from Arkansas. I mean, those are going to be guys that, you know, were all at different universities last year. So, you know, outside of them picking up the scheme, you got to worry about the chemistry stuff. And I think that there'll be a little bit of a grace period, but obviously you're talking about LSU football, and the patience isn't, you know, it doesn't come in bulk. So I think that, you know, 8-9 wins is the expectation around here.
I agree.
And I think that the Florida State game is a huge swing game to get to that number, that you know, you have to win that opener in New Orleans if you have a real expectation of getting to 8 or 9 wins on the season.
Jordy, who do you have winning the quarterback battle?
I got Nussmeier. I think Garrett Nussmeier took control of that competition pretty early on in spring. And if you kind of read between the lines of what Brian Kelly said during press moments and, you know, even at the Rotary the other day, you know, I mean, he acknowledges that it's a competition and that guys have certain skill set. Miles Brennan can throw the ball as good as anybody. You know, Jaden Daniels has shown at Arizona State that he is a threat to run the ball. He needs to work on his passing. Nussmeier does both of those things pretty good. Good enough where you can win at this level with the playmakers that LSU puts around him. Guys like Kayshon Booty and, you know, Jack Besh and Brian Thomas and John Emery. I mean, you got playmakers around that quarterback position. So honestly, the spot doesn't have to win games for you. You can just understand and kind of spread the ball out. Nussmeier gets that. He's got the bloodline. He's, you know, he was in it last year, and I think he's really gone into it with a good approach here in his sophomore season. I think he's going to be the guy. I think they know that within. You know,
so then why would Miles Brennan enter the transfer portal and then come out of the transfer portal without some assurance that he's going to be the starting quarterback?
Well, look, I think Brian Kelly's a really good recruiter, and he knows that he's got to have competition at that spot. He told Miles that, you know, look, Miles knew that Garrett was going to be there. You know, I think that the surprise was going to get Jaden Daniels, and what Brian Kelly wanted to create was competition. I don't think he promised this job to anybody. You know, he's not in a position to do that. He's got to go out there with the best guy that gives him the chance to win, and he told Miles Brennan that, look, he'll have as good a chance as anybody. It's always been Miles Brennan's dream to be the quarterback at LSU. Who are we to tell him to give up on that? I think, you know, Kelly went in there, sold that to him, said he'd have an opportunity. But as the closer the days come to me, I think, you know, you got to have a guy that can be a playmaker for you at the quarterback spot, that if it breaks down, and look, LSU's going to have an offensive line that they're not too confident on early on in the season. The quarterback's going to have to keep some plays alive and, you know, keep himself alive, really, for early on, or so we think. I mean, they'll start a couple of true freshmen. So, you know, you'll just wait and see. But I think Nussmeier gives them the best chance to win.
Now, Jordy, are you confident in Brad Davis? The reason why I say that, look, the only assistant Coach Kelly, I believe, retained was the offensive line coach, Brad Davis. And you look at the difficult task, like you just mentioning, coaching a position group that even had struggled early last season. So it's like almost they might struggle again early this season. So what is your take on Brad Davis? You think he'll get it right or what?
I do. I think, Bobby, if you're paying attention to what he's doing in recruiting, he went and got a four-star guy out of Atlanta last week. He picked up Tyree Adams from right over there in New Orleans today.
From St. Aug, right?
From St. Aug. He got a commitment from that big left tackle that, you know, there's a lot of anticipation that Zalance Hurd out of Neville is going to commit to LSU. That'll be a really solid haul of an offensive line. And with guys like Will Campbell and Emory Jones in the program. Now, you know, Bobby, the crazy thing is that the young guys are kind of setting the standard of that offensive line room. You know, Campbell and Jones bring a mentality that they've really missed, kind of a nastiness,
right?
You know, an aggression, a meanness to them. Kind of, you know, they'll be the ones picking the fight. They'll get their ass kicked too, you know, early on in the SEC. But, you know, as Brad Davis told us on our set last week, he said the thing that was most impressive about Campbell was how he would bounce back after the rep that he got beat. You know, once he, you know, he'd get beat, but then he'd come back the next snap and he'd win the rep. So, you know, I think that they've got some good competition there. They did some good things in the transfer portal too, going to get, you know, guys like Tremont Bradford, who's played a lot of football, Miles Frazier out of Florida Atlantic, who was a big left tackle. So, you know, they've added some quality players up there as well.
Jordy Collada, host of the Jordy Collada Show. Jordy, where can folks check it out?
We're on YouTube, Jordy Collada Show, and then we just had a big deal with WAFB over here, WAFB Plus and WAFB.com /Jordy for all the content outside the area. But easiest to find us on social media at Collada Show.
You know, Jordy, I see you even have a presence at a Saints camp.
Yeah, man.
You had a work? I saw there. Oh, look, Jordy Collada Show.
Yes.
Well, now who is that? It was a young individual, and saw it. Well, I was impressed with that.
Bobby, he would love that you recognize him. That's my guy, Ron Riggs. You know, look, Bobby, on YouTube, we don't have listening areas. We got a couple of advertisers down in New Orleans that are doing well for us, and you know, with people listening to us in y'all's area over in New Orleans, we want to have a presence down there, whether it's at Saints camp or Pelicans camp. And you know, they were kind enough. Justin and the crew were kind enough to credential us during this training camp, and we got a presence down there every day. And we love it, man. My guy Ron's killing it for us.
You know, Jordy, we lied. I got one more for you. What about you look at preseason? I don't know. I'd rather be postseason all-conference or whatever, all-American, whatever that means.
Sure.
But LSU led the conference with the most defensive linemen, that being three, on the preseason all-SEC team. Looking at Auburn and Alabama, they both had two defensive linemen chosen from the teams. So just by that, on paper, I mean we got to kick ass on the D-line, right?
No. Bobby, that's why I think they'll be in every game, really. I think that's why you can't count LSU out of any game, including the big ones, because they are going to be competitive at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, from the defensive line standpoint, they're going to be hell to match up with as far as if they can stay healthy. I mean, you know, the front line guys like Jaquelin Roy and B.J. Ogilary and Mason Smith and Allie Gay, I mean, all those guys are pros and potential high-round draft picks. And we haven't talked about guys like Savion Jones, who's going to come in and help him. And, you know, Quincy Wiggins is a true freshman that looks like Adonis getting off the bus. I mean, it is a group that everybody at SEC Media Days last week in Atlanta was talking about. I mean, as they heard Brian Kelly speak, you dove into the roster, you started to learn about some of the guys that they have coming back. Everybody was talking about how impressive the defensive line is, how scary of a unit is, and with, you know, Brian Kelly and Jamar Cain and those guys leading them, that, you know, LSU's going to be well coached this year, Bobby. It won't be the Les Miles days of, you know, those dumbass penalties. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be a very disciplined group with a lot of talent.
Jordy Collada, before you run, man, what did you think of Jay Johnson's haul this offseason?
It's incredible. I mean, when I saw that he got the kid from Air Force, I thought it was a joke. I really did. I mean, he's placed the expectation back to not only getting to Omaha, like getting to the championship. And, I mean, this lineup that he's going to walk out next season, I mean, fellas,
it's going to be stupid.
It's embarrassing how good it is. He got the four best players in the portal. I mean, he got the four best players in the transfer portal, and he's bringing them back with guys like Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan.
Well, Jordy, what I'm worried about, you can't have like almost somebody's not going to be able to hit. And it seems like if we could have 12 hitters, 12 batters, you could. I mean, I guess that's a good problem to have.
It's like a church league softball game. You know, I mean, you don't know who to sit. You know, I mean, you just want to bat everybody. I mean, it is embarrassing to look up and see how good. And look, all of them, man. I mean, Mac McMahon rebuilt his roster out of the transfer portal. Jay Johnson's rebuilding his roster out of the transfer portal. Kim Mulkey had success in the portal. Brian Kelly brought in 16 guys from the portal. I mean, it's LSU is their athletic department is surviving on the transfer portal right now.
I would say living and living large in the transfer portal. Jordy, thanks, man. We appreciate the time.
Always, fellas. Good to talk to y'all.
All right, Jordy.
Jordy Collada, host of the Jordy Collada Show. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. David Onyemata, our sit down with him is next here on WWL.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.